White, Oakland, California, May 11th, 1876. Dear husband, I received your letter enclosed with business letter to Willie. I am glad you continue free and happy, and that you feel so well satisfied in regard to my remaining in California, and that you are relieved of all burden of my writings. I am as pleased in regard to this as you are. I feel grateful every day for the help God has given me. It is all His work. I praise His name for it. I feel like trusting myself, all that I am and are, into His hands. He will not leave nor forsake me while I trust in Him. My whole soul is engaged in this work, and wherever I can serve the cause best, there I want to be. If I could get any light to break off my writings and go east, I would do so cheerfully. But this light does not come. And I dare not move without clear duty, although the requests of the presidents of several conferences have been very urgent. This is as it always has been and will be. Therefore, I take this as no sign from the Lord. I am cheerful and am regaining my health through the blessing of God. My sister Caroline has moved to Baldwin. She would be glad to see you, could you go and visit her. I hope you will not work too hard in these meetings during camp meeting season. We received your letters in regard to reading over manuscript at camp meeting. Mary thinks it a poor show for her, report meetings, read manuscript, etc. I think this calculation would amount to many other like ones. Nothing. There is enough connected with camp meetings to engage all the time and attention. There is no place for my writings to come in. But if I get my writings all in manuscript, my part of the work is done, and I shall be relieved. New house is being finished up, fire frames set. Marble mantels, 3, cost $120. They are very reasonable. We did not get extravagant ones. In 2 weeks, house will be ready for use. We all keep extremely busy. I try to not overwork and shall keep right on writing till new light comes. Brethren, Loughborough and Wagoner are at work, straightening up things in the different churches. The cause and work is one all over the great harvest field. The children are quite a care to me, as I have to have the entire charge of them beside my writing. I dare not board them to Brother Jones's, fearing her indulgence will spoil them, and then they will come back on my hands and be more difficult to control. I see no place I could put them should I leave them. Poor children. They have little enough care now. I send you letter from Brother Chapman to Brother W. You can get a better idea by reading this letter of the state of things in Petaluma. In great haste and love.